This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, the 2015 Social Security Trustees Report. Hi, I'm a certified financial planner. My name is Chris Stein. I'm also a finance instructor at Colorado State University. And welcome to this week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. So the 2015 Social Security Trustees Report has been released, and there's some interesting items in there. So this is kind of an update. This isn't really a Social Security strategy or a claiming strategy or a warning or rules or that kind of thing. It's more of an update as to the status of Social Security itself. And I'm assuming, since you're listening to this blog and reading it, possibly, that you're at an age where this topic is important to you. And so I think the items that are released in the trustees report are important to kind of monitor. So there's a handful of things I wanted to point out that came out in the 2015 trustees report. And the first thing is, the latest estimate for the depletion of the Social Security Trust Fund, so technically this is the OASI Trust Fund, which stands for the Old Age and Survivors Insurance Trust Fund. That's the trust fund that's there to help supply the money for retirement benefits and those benefits associated with retirement. The depletion date for that trust fund is expected to be 2034. So this year kind of fluctuates a little bit up and down. Every year as some of the assumptions that the trustees make to make this prediction, some of the reality changes compared to what the assumptions are. This, I believe, is a year later than last year's report said. I think last year they said 2033. I'd have to go back and check for sure. But it's been kind of fluctuating in this area for quite some time. And you might think, that's less than 20 years away now, which is absolutely true. When that's gone, no more Social Security. That's not quite true. Essentially, the Social Security, the OASI Trust Fund, was set up a number of years ago in the anticipation of the baby boomer generation retiring. And essentially, we go from a period where lots of people are paying in and not too many people are withdrawing money from the system to more and more people withdrawing and less people possibly paying into that system. And they saw this coming. This wasn't a shock. Back when the baby boomers were being born, it became evident that there was going to be this kind of wave of retirees that are going to go through the Social Security system. So they started collecting more revenues in withholding taxes than they paid out every year, and the excess has been going into this trust fund all these years. Well, we finally reached the point where we're starting to use the money from that trust fund, which means every year we're not bringing in to the Social Security system as much as going out. We've just begun the phase of where we're going to be withdrawing money from that trust fund, and it's due to be depleted in about 2034, the year 2034. At that time, if nothing has changed, so if the Social Security system stays as it is, at that time, only between 75 and 80% of promised benefits will be able to be paid from that from the Social Security system, the old age and survivors insurance system, because the Social Security system is prevented by law from paying out more than it has. So once that trust fund is depleted, the cushion is gone, and there won't be enough money coming in from workers at that time to pay all the benefits promised to those people who are retired at that time. So it is something to be worried about, and something nobody wants, who's on Social Security, wants to take a 25% pay cut. Certainly affect the most vulnerable in our society the most, that those people who rely very heavily on their Social Security retirement checks. But there can be fixes put in place, and hopefully that process is going to start sooner than later, as we've talked about many times on this blog and on our radio show as well, if you listen to that. Changes now can be kind of small and will have time to take effect and solve the problem. If the longer we wait, the larger the adjustment's going to have to be. So that's something to be aware of. Number two, all signs are pointing to no cost of living adjustment in 2016. So maybe if you're new to claiming Social Security, you haven't experienced a year like this. But in 2010 and 2011, there was no cost of living adjustment in those 2 years, meaning your Social Security check didn't go up for inflation, because they claimed there was literally no measurable inflation those 2 years. But since then, there's been small cost of living adjustments. But once again, in 2016, we're on track for having no cost of living adjustment. The final determination won't be made for a few more months, but it all signs are pointing to no cost of living adjustment in 2016. So I guess I'm warning you, be prepared for that. Don't plan on any increase to your Social Security check if you're already claiming. Be aware that just because the official figure is no inflation doesn't mean that a retiree isn't experiencing inflation. And that's because the CPI measure that Social Security uses to make these adjustments is not designed to match the what we call the consumption basket, those goods and services that a retiree actually purchases when they're retired. The CPI adjustment they use is a more generic basket. It isn't specific to retirees. And there's been quite a number of studies made that retirees more heavily depend on or are or more reliant upon medical expenses or more exposed to medical expenses and housing and energy expenses in their budget than, say, a 30 or 40-year-old would be. So when there's no COLA adjustment, for most people, that means a slight decline in their standard of living because inflation has actually impacted them and their Social Security checks have not gone up. So I guess be forewarned, don't expect a COLA for 2016. And if there is one, it's probably going to be very small. The next one, Social Security Disability Insurance portion of the program. So that's a separate trust fund from the OASI trust fund is for retirement benefits and those related benefits to retirement. The Disability Insurance Trust Fund is a separate trust fund. It's going to run out of money next year. Well, this is kind of an ongoing problem. This has been the case, and Congress has been putting these kind of short-term stopgap fixes in. But if nothing is done, that will deplete in a year. And similar to the retirement benefit reduction in 2034, if that trust fund runs out, here next year, if the disability trust fund isn't fixed or supplemented in some way, disability payments will go down by approximately 20% because there just won't be enough money going in to pay out all of the promised benefits. This is really a function of unanticipated large numbers of the baby boomer generation. It sounds like I'm picking on them. It just those are the folks that are approaching retirement. Large numbers in that generation that haven't quite reached retirement age but have developed some sort of disability where they're unable to work now and they go on the disability system. And that those numbers are much higher than were anticipated, so there just weren't enough funds built up and there aren't enough revenues going into that portion of the system in order to support it fully. So definitely we will see some action on that, I would think, in the next year. Congress is going to have to tackle that or there'll be some massive adjustments to disability payments next year. And the last part is kind of just a little tidbit. In 2014, they recorded there were 166 million people who paid into the Social Security system, 59 million who received benefits. That means for every person claiming, there's about 2.8 people paying in. This ratio is expected to continue to decline over the next several decades until it bottoms out at about 2-to-1. And then as the kind of that baby boomer wave subsides, as those that generation starts to pass away, that will probably bounce up a little bit again. But we are headed to a system where there will only be two people paying in for every one person pulling money out, and that does stress the system fairly substantially. So I guess the moral of this is be aware of this. The trustees report actually contains a lot of good information every year, and if you're of the Social Security age, it's something you want to keep track of. The most immediate concerns, of course, that COLA, the no COLA for 2016, which is what we're probably expecting based on this trustee information. And then the second thing, if you are on Social Security disability, you'll want to watch exactly what's going on in Congress over the next year or so as they figure out a way to stop that trust fund from running dry in the next year or so. So thanks for joining me here on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com. As always, don't hesitate to contact us if you have a specific question. We'd be happy to answer it directly to you or even in one of these blog posts. You never know when you have a great question that we can maybe help a number of people by doing a blog post. But we'll be back with you next week with another edition of helpwithmysocialsecurity.com.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a one-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples and will provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.